Well, Mark, thank you again for the opportunity, and I just appreciate always coming here, speaking with the Lord's laid on my heart. And yeah, a week and a half, no problem getting something together in a week and a half, right, Mark? So anyways, I'm just so thankful. And before I get to it, I just want you to know, on the way here, the Lord was like, I'm really going to give you something to talk about. And on the way here, the front of my car started to kind of shake a bit with the tires. And I'm like, well, that sure is interesting. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, well, maybe that's nothing. I tapped on the brakes, maybe that'll fix it or something. Go a little bit longer and starts doing that again. And I'm like, okay, now I got to give my wife a call. And typically she tries to come to second service, and I'm like, well, can you come up for first and second this time and take me, because I have to park the car and be thankful. Be thankful that I have a car and we have another car and she can come get me and try to rejoice through it. And the wonderful thing is I called my wife and I'm sure she was preparing and getting ready, and she's like, ah. Oh. And then she picks me up and goes, I'm sorry, I'm going to be thankful. And I'm like, I've already forgiven you. It's no big deal. She came, though. Thank the Lord for that. And then I get here and fill my cup with coffee, and it's going well, and I set it up there, and let's just say tip half the cup over, and it all goes all over the place. And dear old lady, first service, oh, somebody made a mess here. Yeah, that would be me. That would be me. It was great. And so I got to clean that up. And so rejoice in the Lord always. And I'm like, Lord, you sure given me some opportunities here to be thankful. Thank you so much. So friends, with that said, what are you thankful for? So during this time of year, it's harvest time. The fall and even early winter, we start to turn our minds and our hearts to that importance of being thankful. And for some of us, being thankful for all the Christmas gifts we're about to get. And about maybe giving some Christmas gifts. You know, October 31st seems to be that cutoff time at the end to skip Thanksgiving and get right to the sounds of Christmas. Well, let's just be honest. Christmas is right around the corner, but Thanksgiving is even closer. Yeah, we need to be thankful, friends. We need to be thankful for another year and time with family and friends. We make plans to spend time with our family, and we're reminded in many, many places that we should be thankful for what we have during this time. I mean, it's easy to be thankful on Thanksgiving Day, right? In our family, we usually either go around the table or all stand up and, well, what are you thankful for? And we all go around and be thankful, sharing with each other. What are you thankful for in your life? Are you thankful in all circumstances and all year long? Let's pray. God, we thank you for today. I thank you so much for allowing us to be thankful. Thank you for giving us things to be thankful for. I thank you for the opportunities we get, Lord, when things don't go so well, that we can still be thankful, be joyful. Help us to remember that you are God and we are not, and you allow things to happen in our lives for our good, even the difficult things. I pray in Jesus' name that you would help each one of us to hear your word and then go do it. Pray, Lord, that you'd empty me out, fill me up with you, Holy Spirit. I'd speak truth in love today, and that we all would have ears and hearts and minds to hear your word. I lift this up in Jesus' holy name. Amen. As I begin today, I'd like to give a shout out to our ministry, Worldview Warriors, and the bloggers that are a part of that ministry. Friends, to be honest with you, without them, much of this message today probably wouldn't even have happened. And I'm just so thankful for the team of people that God has brought together under that banner of Worldview Warriors and the ministry that goes on with that. So let's get started. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, Paul writes, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." The key to the last part of giving thanks, friends, in all circumstances is actually held in the first two parts. Rejoice always and pray continually. Dear friends, we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful. Even in the really bad times of life, or seemingly bad. We need to always be rejoicing. How can we have joy when things in life are just so terrible, though? How do we do that? No matter how you see this, friends, over the past 20 months now, we as a society have been dealing with, well, for us it seems, serious, stressful situations. Think about it. Mask up, don't mask up, get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated, deal with the deadly virus, deal with government overreach. No matter how you see the last 20 months, we are called by God to be joyful and thankful. Can I get an amen? We are called to be joyful and thankful. We are to, as it says in James, consider it pure joy to be going through the difficult times of life. Because those are what God uses to strengthen us and help us to grow and to become more like Him. And I am not discussing happiness. Not happiness. Joy is what I'm talking about. Even if we're not happy with the circumstances of our lives at this very moment, we still have the joy of knowing Jesus Christ and being in a relationship with the God of the universe. James 1:24 states, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Knowing that Jesus died to save us from when we mess up, we need to have complete joy in all circumstances and to be thankful. Well, we're human though. And we forget about the wonderful love that God has for us. We may try to always rejoice, but we'll fail at times. Sign me up for that. I fail. I do. I'm assuming since you're all humans here, you do too. So what do? We turn to the second part of the verse. Pray continually. That doesn't mean we need to spend every moment on our knees in total focus on God. But it does mean that God should always be on our hearts and minds, even though we go through struggles and through the tasks of the day. When we're communicating with God through prayer, we will be constantly reminded of His love and His sacrifice for us, so that we are better able to rejoice always. Being completely transparent, our human minds will stray, can we agree? Our human minds will stray from time to time from God. And we'll even turn away from him at times. But through his forgiveness, we're always given another chance so we can get back on track. Confessing sin and asking for forgiveness is a huge part of the Christian life. And so is forgiving one another and trusting in God to be the judge in all matters. We need to be wise and shrewd. We need to do that. But we need to trust Almighty God in his good and right ways and his plan. If we're rejoicing always and praying continually, we can't help but be thankful in all circumstances. Friends, please hear that and let it sink into what God has created you to be. When we have true joy that comes from knowing Jesus Christ, we will be thankful in good times and in the bad times. During this month, on Thanksgiving Day, and even beyond this month. So, what can you do in your life to embrace that joy so that you can be thankful in everything? Well, today I'd like to break down Psalm 100 just a bit. It's a short psalm. Don't worry, we won't be here till 2 in the afternoon. This is what it says. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Friends, in verse 1 and 2, all the earth is commanded to come before God to praise him. And that includes you and me. Everyone is to worship him with gladness and joyful songs. We see in verse 2 that the word that is translated as worship in that verse, it also means to work or to serve. It's our occupation and our obligation to praise God, but we should not simply praise him out of, you know, duty, but simply because we should desire to worship him because he is God and we are not. Let's move on to verse 3. Know that the Lord is God. Friends, knowing, that word right there is the most intimate way that someone can be known. Don't just know that God exists. Don't just have, don't just have knowledge. We need to know him, be in relationship, know who he is. He made us, so as our creator, he knows us intimately. We have the opportunity to get to know him as well. Friends, he's not some far off, distant God. But he promises to us that we are his people. He wants to be in a relationship with us. God truly does take care of us, and he cares for us. How much greater is his knowledge for us than just knowing him? He wants to know us. It's not all about knowledge. Friends, I believe this is just one of the main reasons why our society and even many in the church struggle with the very fact of who God really is. We see in the book of Colossians 1, 15 through 19, the Son, Jesus Christ, the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Just let that sink in. Almighty God came down here to live amongst us. He loves us that much. Verse 16, for in him, in Jesus, all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Jesus and for Jesus. He is before all things, and in him, in Jesus, all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He's the head of us. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Dear friends, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that? Do your actions show that you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus Christ actually created this universe with no death, no disease, no dying, and that those things are here because of our sin against an almighty God? That the pain and the suffering that we see today is due to us not following the God of the universe and his good and right ways. Knowing that we deserve death, but he is so grace-filled that he allows us to have life so that we can learn and grow and become mature and complete, not lacking anything. I can tell you, I am thankful. Do you believe that, or are you fully consumed with things that you cannot control? Verse 4 says that we should enter his courts with praise. Thanksgiving and praise, they go together. When we are truly thankful for what God has done, we naturally want to praise him. What can you praise God for? I, for one, can praise the Lord for a wife that has stuck with me through thick and thin. For parents that have loved and continue to love me unconditionally. And believe me, I was a handful. I am also very thankful for the incredible children that God has given to me and my wife. I praise God for making them into who they have become and who they are becoming in Christ. What about you? What are you not only thankful for, but you can praise the Lord for? Let's shout out a few right now. What are you thankful for? Amen. Being saved by his saving grace and tender mercy. What about another one?
Putting these friends in my life's path.
The friends you have in your life. Any more?
Family.
How about one last one? How about from this loud side over here?
Salvation
in Jesus Christ. Absolutely, and this will be real interesting because my whole thing just fell down. So, that's okay. God is good. Hey, now you can see how I rejoice in the Lord with this. Remember, Mark, you need to number your stuff to make sure. It's all good. It really is all good. Mark is actually very, how do I put it, much more organized than me, and he knows what he's doing, so... With that said, normally I do number them. Well, regarding thanking the Lord, I do want to just encourage you to remember that God is God and we are not. He is good and he promises that his love and faithfulness will continue forever. Think about that. Forever. Try to get your brain to wrap around that word. Forever. Friends, the word translated as love in this verse, right here, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. That word. We really don't have a word that we can translate it to in English. Please hear that. It's a word that is so massive and has such combinations to it in our language that they just came up with love. It's much bigger than that, though. It's like a combination of mercy, kindness, love, and loyalty all wrapped into one nice package. God is all of those things. And we should praise him simply because that is his character. And he will never stray from it. Ever. Dear friends, have you pondered God's character in your relationship with him lately? Have you done that? Over the last 20 months, have you done that truly, or just been, "Pah, this is crazy"? Have you truly taken time to rest and go, "Who is God? Who is this almighty God?" Perhaps today would be a good time to take a few moments and do that. I encourage you to pray Psalm 100 to God and to remember that he made us and he will always love us. Please hear this. If you've been distracted this whole time, please hear this last part. There is nothing we can do to make God love us any less. And there's nothing we can do to make God love us any more. We are his people. And he loves us because of that relationship we have as a family. He loves us. He will always be loving and merciful and faithful and good to us. Let's pray. Gracious God, you are Almighty God. We thank you for being the King of the universe. I thank you for allowing us to be adopted into your family and giving us that opportunity. I pray, God, that you would help the church, this church, Old Fort Church, and the church, to really grab on to who we are in you. And more importantly, to understand who we are truly worshiping, giving praise to, honor to. You are the beginning and the end. Dear God, I pray that you would help us not just to worship you, but to be great examples of what it means to be thankful, joyful, and loving. I lift this up in Jesus' holy name. Amen. As we wrap up today, as many of you know, I am blessed to lead a ministry called Worldview Warriors, whose impact and reach has grown and continues to grow throughout the world. Worldview Warriors is a group of godly leaders from all over the country who are passionate about teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. And we engage not just students, but parents and grandparents with relevant biblical discussion and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation today. If you've been encouraged and equipped in your faith at all today, please check out our table on the back as you leave. And this book right here is a free gift to you. I encourage everyone in here to get a copy. They are free. We're not here to make a ton of money or do anything like that. We're here to expand the kingdom of God. I've been very blessed, and our ministry has been blessed, to have an ally here in Mark Quinter, allowing me and others of our speakers to come here and speak into your lives. And this congregation has been one congregation that's helping us to reach out all over the world. Friends, we believe more than ever that now is the time that Worldview Warriors has been called to exist, to encourage and equip the saints for real ministry in the real world. They've been doing it for a really long time. But now is the time more than ever. We're thankful for you, for all of your past prayers and your financial support. I do encourage you to get your free copy of this book. The reason I share this with you is this book is based on the book of Judges. And in that book of Judges, it's like living right now. You will be amazed at how similar what they went through is what we are going through. And we're hoping that this will encourage you and equip you, not just in your faith, but how to reach out to your friends and family that are choosing to live maybe in ungodly ways. Pray for them. Please. Go out and bless the world, friends. We thank you so much. And I thank you again, from the bottom of my heart, not just for allowing me to speak, but supporting Worldview Warriors in the way you have, and hopefully continue to. You go out and have a great, great week, and a happy Thanksgiving to all of you. God bless.